Greetings and welcome to Lieutenant Chu. Insert theme music that I don't have. So that's fun. Okay, I'll just get straight to it today. This episode's all about professions that I think would be cool, or used to think would be cool. Like the dreams I had, you know, that I wanted to, what I wanted to be when I grew up as a child, and the things that I want to do now that will more than likely not happen, but I'm okay with it. I hope that makes sense. But before that, tiny life update. I told you in the last episode that I got myself a cactus, and her name is Colleen. Since then, I have gotten another plant. His name's Julian, but he might die pretty soon, because he's not really an indoor plant, which is really unfortunate. But I'm keeping him alive for now. He's been here a month and a half, but we'll see how that goes. So, on to the things. So basically, every child wants to be a doctor when they grow up. And hats off to doctors, because like legit, I couldn't do it. Like I definitely couldn't do it. But I'm glad there are people who do it, just because there are a lot of people like me who just cannot. So, thanks doctors, you do a lot. But being a doctor seems really hard, which is why I'm proud. I don't know, appreciative is a better word for that. So, congratulations. You gotta go to school forever. I just can't do that. Okay. Secondly, I wanted to be a vet. I like animals. Animals are cool. Who doesn't want to be a vet? The only problem with being a vet is vet school and the whole part of, like, being a vet. You don't just get to hang out with the animals, contrary to popular belief. So, being a vet seems difficult. Also, I want to make it clear, I should have said veterinarian. I know everyone understands what I'm saying, but I just want to be very clear. Thank you. And third, an artist. You don't really go to school to be an artist, but I wanted to be an artist as a child. And then I got a little older and I realized a very important fact that I cannot draw anything. So, I can draw stick people, but they're disproportionate, so, like, there's really no point there. I'm sure there's a lot of actual real artists who, like, their pieces sell for, like, millions of dollars and stuff, but it's all, like, quote, modern art, you know what I'm saying? And they just kind of put things on a canvas. And, like, I'm sure some of those people, like, really are good at what they do. I'm sure they have real deep meanings behind some of their work, but I'm sure there are other people that just know that people will spend millions of dollars on a very nonsensical, unnecessary painting. So, who knows? I think that some of those artists who know they can just get money out of stuff can't draw either. They do things that people consider good, and they're like, it has a deeper meaning. And I'm sure sometimes it does, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there are some real, legit, good artists out there, but I think that there are some really bad ones too. Let's end it there. Journalist. I wanted to be a journalist for a long time, actually, for like 2 years. That doesn't seem like a long time, does it? I wanted to be a journalist, but then I realized that journalism is hard. And it's not that I don't want to do something that's difficult, but it seems like it's not what I wanted. Like, I want to be able to write and do things and have my opinions and stuff shared with the world, but, like, I don't think that's the way to go about it. Plus, there's a lot of other things that go into being a journalist that I just cannot do. So, whatever. On to the things that I want to do now that I wish I could be now, which honestly seem really cool to me. Basically, I want to be a teacher. Currently, I want to go to school to be a teacher. I want to teach middle school or low high school. That's it. That's the whole thing. But that's something I really, really want to do. And honestly, I hope that that actually turns out. It doesn't really fit in the category with all these other things. But, like, I hope that one actually works out. So, I guess now on to the nonsensical ones. I think it would be so fun to be a tour guide. Like, you know those tour guides? Like, when you go to, like, landmarks and stuff. And they're, like, take you on cave tours and stuff. I want to be a cave tour guide. Does that not seem fun? Like, you get to learn about all that stuff. And I'm sure after a while, you don't even remember what you're saying. And you're just kind of, like, it's all memorized and you're not even paying attention to the words coming out of your mouth. But I think it would be fun, at least for a little while. And you could have a lot of fun with it if you do it right. But I could also be, like, a hiking trail tour guide or, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, like, I want to be a tour guide. That seems fun. Well, it seems fun, but it does. It seems like fun. I want to be a park ranger. Like, law enforcement is probably not a good thing for me, but I want to be a park ranger and be out and all that and just get bitten by bugs and just not care. Because I don't like, it's annoying when bugs bite you, right? But I feel like if you're a park ranger, you just get over that. So I want to be a park ranger. But I don't know where. I want to be a park ranger in a mountain or something. I don't want to be like, I don't know. Are there desert park rangers? Does anyone know? Anyway, I want to be a park ranger. This next one is my literal favorite. And I need no one to make fun of me for this because it's a dream of mine. I want to be a beekeeper. Does that not sound so fun? I want to be a beekeeper. Like, number one, hashtag save the bees, like, whatever. And, like, bees are fascinating, which may only be to me, which is why I want to be a beekeeper. Like, but I want to be a beekeeper. And then I won't be nervous around bees, you know, because people freak out when there's a bee, even when it's one of the bees that can't sting you. But I want to be a beekeeper, and I want to wear a bee suit, and I want to make friends with all the bees. And, you know, I feel like they just need some love. Not gonna lie, I think they just need it. So, I want to be a beekeeper. Next, I want to be a radio host. That sounds cool, right? Like, that's kind of why I started doing the podcast thing, is because I get to just talk about whatever I want, which is kind of what radio hosts do. But there's only one of me, and it's not exactly live. Like, I just want to put myself on the air and just have people listen to the words coming out of my mouth and me not have to go back and listen to all of it, which is dumb. And I guess, I mean, I have the option to not go back and listen to it, but I don't, and I'm gonna go back and listen to it, so whatever. Next, please don't make fun of me for this one either. It's honestly, like, this is a recent one. Like, I think it would be so fun. Well, not fun necessarily, but I think I could be good at it. I want to be a train conductor. Like, not even, I guess I could be a passenger train conductor, but I just want to drive a train. Doesn't that sound like the best thing ever? Probably not. I keep saying that like you're all going to agree with me. But I think being a train conductor would be awesome. Like, at least for a little while. Like, you get to just be in control of the train. And, like, then when people are like, oh, so what do you do for a living? And you're like, I'm a train conductor. And they're like, oh, man, that's really cool. I've never even thought about that. And I was like, no, you didn't. But I did, and I'm a train conductor. So that's the simple version of that. Next, I want to be the person who names the candle scents. I did an entire, y'all listened to it. It was my Yankee Candle Rankin thing. Y'all know this. But I want to be the person to name the candle scents. Because then I will like them. And then people will make stupid podcast episodes about the names that I made up. See, it works. It all connects together. It connects. Also, okay. Technically, this is the last one on the list I have, but I'm sure I'll think of something else. I want to name the paint colors. Does that sound fun, too? It's pretty much, like, it's pretty similar to naming candle scents. But paint colors. Like, legit, people could slap any sort of name on any color, and I'd just be like, cool. Like, I just roll with it. Because I don't know anything about, did you guys hear my dog bark? My dog is barking. Anyway, people could just name a color whatever they want, and I would believe them. I'd be like, oh, I'm sure this is exactly what a child's dream smells like. Whatever. I'm trying to think if there's some other things. I kind of want to be a florist, but not really, but like I kind of do. Like a very specific kind of florist, because I'm not really into flower arrangements. My dogs are being crazy. But I think that if I arranged all the flowers, then I would like them more. But, you know, I can't do that right now. Trying to think of some other things. But, I mean, that's a lot of things. What is that? I can't count. I'm sorry. Anyway. Like, I want to know what other weird job dreams that you have. I don't know. Ooh. I don't want to necessarily be a zookeeper because that's pretty close to being a vet, but I want to work at the zoo. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to be the one in charge of the animals, but I still want to interact with the animals on a regular basis. That's the best way of explaining it. So, yeah, but that would be, I don't know how difficult it would be to do that, but I could just, I don't know, maybe I could be a vendor at a zoo or something, or work at the gift shop probably is not a good idea, but whatever. I'm still stuck on the whole park ranger thing. That seems fun. Ooh. No, that one's not fun. Just kidding. You know, I don't know. I think that's all I really have. I think I could be a movie critic. Because I watch a movie and I'm like, wow, I had fun watching a movie. Like, whatever. Like, I'm slowly becoming one of those people who actually pays attention to, like, the different aspects of the movie. But, right, I could not be a movie critic. I'd be like, I would feel so bad for saying it was a bad movie. Like, in front of a bunch of people. Like, I would probably make it obvious that I didn't like it, but I wouldn't be able to say it directly. I'd be like, yeah, it was a movie. And everyone would know I was thinking it was terrible, but like no one would actually say it out loud. Ooh, I want to deliver newspapers, but not like the people who do it now in cars and stuff, because that's cheating. I want to be a paper delivery boy. I want to ride around on a bicycle and throw newspapers at people's houses. It sounds fun, right? To me, it does. I'm trying to think of other things. I know you don't make very much money as a beekeeper, but being a beekeeper would be so awesome. Because then people are like, oh, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I'm a beekeeper. And they're like, whoa, for real? Don't you get stung by bees all the time? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't care anymore because I, like, love the bees and whatever. And they're like, sweet. Like, that's an interaction I want to have. I think for real this time, I think that's it. Because those are all the things I really want to do with my life that I think would be fun to do. But I'm not sure I would ever actually do. So, I hope you enjoyed this journey through the jobs and stuff as much as I did. Because honestly, this has probably been my favorite episode so far. because it was fun to think of jobs that I want to do and think of myself in those positions. And I encourage you to do the same. Thank you very much. I have an idea for our next episode, but we'll see if that works out. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a lovely, lovely time. And I'm sorry I haven't uploaded anything in, like, forever, but, like, whatever, right? But thanks. I have, on the website that I'm using to upload my podcast to things, it says my estimated audience size is 6 people. Number one, I don't think that's actually true. I think it's at least 10 of you, which isn't much better, but it is better than 6. But there are people listening to me. Hold on, let me pull up the thing that says how many. Let's find out where everyone's listening to me from. 88% of you are in the United States. 52% of you are in Mississippi. So that's fun. That's probably mostly my mom. Hi, Mom. I love you. You're amazing and whatever. 23% of you are in Virginia. And by 23%, I mean 2 of you. So I love you guys, too. I hope you know that. Tennessee. Ooh, hold on. 11% of you are in Tennessee. These may be people who listened to it one time or, like, accidentally clicked on it, but we'll see. 5% in New York. That doesn't make sense either. I don't know anyone in New York. Or this 2% in Florida. Pensacola, specifically. And Louisiana. I don't know anyone in Albany, Louisiana. So, whatever. But people are listening to me from Slovakia and Russia, specifically Moscow. And the Netherlands, in South Holland, in Rotterdam. So, yeah, which is fun, right? I don't know anyone in Purvis, Mississippi, or do I? Am I just being stupid? Am I just not thinking of people? I'm sorry if you live in Purvis, Mississippi, and I don't think I know you. I apologize sincerely. But, now I can thank you all for listening. Because I talked for another 2 minutes. But thank you. I really do appreciate the people that actually listen to me. And that you continue to listen to me after I say weird things on the internet. So, thank you again. That's like the 5th time I said that. Thank you, number 6. And hopefully I'll do another episode soon. And it won't be like a month and a half after this one. Because that's kind of what this one was. But I'm going to be getting busy again soon, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll hope for the best. Thank you all for listening. Again, number 7. All right, I'm going to go now. Peace out. Have a lovely, lovely life. Oh, okay, so I thought I hit the button to make it stop recording, but I didn't. So actually, goodbye this time, and you'll hear me next time. Goodbye. Thank you very much.